shapes grew increasingly faint until they became mere specks in the sky, dancing and blending with clouds and rays of sunlight. In another moment, they were gone, off to face the day's unknown peril, some to return unscathed, others to return bloodied and damaged, still others never to return. This drama was repeated thousands upon thousands of times during World War II among American combat airmen all over the world. It occurred from places as familiar as Norwich, England, Paris, France, and Foggia, Italy, to such exotic locales as Henderson Field, Guadalcanal, Pyardoba, India, and Saipan in the Mariana Islands. For the young American men aboard those planes, the war, life really, consisted of flying their missions until they were either shot down or had finished enough missions or combat hours to complete a tour of duty. Some had a better chance of surviving than others, but when flying their first combat mission, none of them really knew for certain if they would ever complete their tours and go home again. This was true for every American combat airman in World War II. No matter whether he negotiated the dangerous daytime skies over Germany, the eerie and perilous nighttime skies of Japan, or the comparatively tranquil skies of the Central and South Pacific, the same uncertainty held true for everyone. Would today's mission be the day that luck ran out? Or would it be tomorrow? Or would the luck ever run out? Could the verdict be influenced by bravery, competence, or some kind of personal talisman? Every combat airman lived with these questions, and either consciously or unconsciously struggled to answer them. The potential for disaster was real and terrifying. Planes often collided in midair, plunging to the earth in flames, in the process incinerating their occupants. Some, burdened with heavy loads of bombs and fuel, malfunctioned and crashed on takeoff and were consumed by fire. Enemy fighters or anti-aircraft shot down thousands of American planes, often killing airmen in the process. The best an American airman could hope for upon being shot down was to escape and evade the enemy, a process that usually took months or even years of endured privation. The more likely outcome was capture, an unwelcome and unpleasant prospect in the European theater, and a dreaded, almost unthinkable prospect in the Pacific, where the Japanese routinely tortured and starved prisoners. In spite of these dangers, hundreds of thousands of young Americans volunteered to be combat airmen. In fact, almost all combat airmen were volunteers. Indeed, most of those who ended up flying in combat were eager to do so and had worked extremely hard to achieve that status. Upon entering combat, the vast majority endured to the end of their missions or until they were shot down. It was quite rare for a combat airman to turn in his wings and refuse to fly in combat. Why did they so readily endure such horror and life-threatening danger? Pride and comradeship. American combat airmen in World War II had a pride in their training. Most had successfully negotiated at least 1 year of intense training and their ability to do the job. These traits made them competent in combat and often brought them comfort in the midst of mortal danger. More important, though, they endured all of this for each other. The intense danger of aerial combat in World War II and the teamwork required to survive forged a bond of deep and abiding brotherhood among American combat airmen. Their story has never been adequately told. Tales of the 8th Air Force abound, but what of those who flew in other theaters, most notably the 5th Air Force in New Guinea, or the various fighter and bomb groups in the China-Burma-India theater? It is important that the story of America's combat airmen, whether Navy or Marine pilots, Army, Air Force bomber crews, or fighter pilots, be told collectively. Each and every one of them experienced the war differently. Correspondingly, they carried their own unique views and descriptions of those experiences. Wesley Wells, a ball turret gunner in the 379th Bomb Group, certainly found this to be true in talking to his buddies after missions. Everyone on a crew may see the same mission in a whole other light, and possibly each member of a crew might perfectly honestly give you a different story according to their perspective.